This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah, ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Assalamu alaikum, everyone. So I'm going to share with you some more things from Dr. Samirai's book. Actually, we started skimming through the chapter one. We got through a lot of the examples that he talks about, and we're actually doing our introduction to chapter two now, At-Taqdeem At-Ta'khir, which starts, for those of you who have a PDF copy of his book, it's page 49 of his book. And he here talks about sequence. It's for English audiences, those of you that have, you know, little to no background in Arabic. It seems a little bit tricky to understand, but I think there's an easy way to explain it that, you know, may make sense to you. So the basic idea in any language is that a sentence is made up of parts, right? So if I say, I am sitting in campus, there's three parts. There's the I part, there's the am sitting part, and there's the in campus part,
yeah.
Right? I am sitting in campus.
Mm-hmm.
So what the Arabs do is they say, well, if you have a sentence that has these parts, then you can take some of these parts and move them around.
Mm-hmm.
So you could say, in campus, I am sitting.
Mm-hmm.
Or I, in campus, am sitting. Now, some of these sound more weird than others,
mm-hmm.
right? Or in campus, I'm sitting I.
Mm-hmm.
Or in campus, I am sitting. Like, you could just, these movements... these shuffles still get the same point across. Some of them sound a little more Yoda than others.
Mm-hmm.
Strong the forces in this one, right?
Yeah.
So instead of the forces strong in this one. Mm-hmm. So, but the idea is when you have the sequences moving around in Arabic, it creates a special meaning.
Mm-hmm.
And it creates several special meanings, but one of the most common meanings that it creates is it adds the word only to the sentence.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so there's lots of ayat that he quotes here, but what I want to do is show you an overview first on how that works. I'll translate.
Mm-hmm.
So this is going to be an exercise in you guys listening to the English carefully.
Mm-hmm.
Because you guys and I have been doing grammar together, we're talking about a muta'alliq bil khabar muqaddam, khabar muqaddam, a maf'ul bihi muqaddam, a maf'ul fihi muqaddam, a dharf muqaddam, etc., etc.,
mm-hmm.
right? So when taqdeem and ta'khir happens and the onlyness is ikhtisas, so we've mm-hmm. done that before,
yeah.
But we're going to do that in simple English so all of our audience that doesn't understand these things or haven't done that yet, inshallah mm-hmm. they will, they can also easily get it, right? So let's show the screen, Jawad, and let's go through some of these examples. So the first example will be, إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. This is from the Fatiha, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, do you think in English it is normal order to say we worship you or you we worship?
We worship you.
We worship you.
We worship you. But إياك
mm-hmm.
نعبد is not in the order of we worship you. إياك نعبد is in what order? You we worship.
Mm-hmm.
And similarly, you we ask for help.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So because the you is earlier, that actually creates the meaning of only. Only you, meaning we worship only you. We ask only your help, okay? And then right out, so there's an onlyness there, right? Which makes sense. We're turning only to Allah for this purpose. But then immediately after that, we find the words ihdina in the Fatiha, right? Ihdina. Now listen carefully. What's normal? Guide us or mm-hmm. us guide?
Guide us.
Yeah, and this is actually guide us. This is normal order.
Yeah.
So the onlyness got taken away,
mm-hmm.
right? If it was إِيَّا نَهْدِي, like إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ إِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ إِيَّا نَهْدِي, if it was in that order, then it would have meant guide only us.
Mm-hmm.
But Allah says what? Guide us, because we want guidance not just for ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And it would be inappropriate for us to ask only us and let everybody else go to hell,
yeah.
right? So mm-hmm. it's actually really profound that the switch happens immediately. Similarly, بَلِلَّهَ فَعْبُدْ وَكُمْ مِنَ الشَّاكِرِينَ Allah, then worship. Instead of then worship, Allah.
Mm-hmm.
Then Allah, worship.
Mm-hmm.
Is that normal or unusual?
Unusual.
Unusual, which actually means then worship only Allah.
Mm-hmm.
Now listen again, the latter part. وَكُمْ مِنَ الشَّاكِرِينَ Be from among the grateful. Which one is more normal? Be from among the grateful or from among the grateful be?
The first one.
And this one is the first one. It's normal.
Mm-hmm.
Which is remarkable. When it came to worshiping Allah, it was worship only Allah.
Mm-hmm.
But when it came to being from the grateful, it was be from the grateful, but there's no exclusivity. There's no only and only be from the grateful. It's not like that, because we should be from the grateful, the thoughtful, the mindful, right? Mm-hmm. The obedient, the careful. There are many qualities to be, and being grateful is one of them. So the onlyness got taken away immediately. Similarly, washkuru lillah, be grateful to Allah. We can go a little faster now. Be grateful to Allah. Is that normal or abnormal?
No.
That's normal. Mm-hmm. In kuntum iyyahu ta'budun, if He, you worship. Mm-hmm. Is that normal or abnormal? If abnormal. He, you worship. Abnormal. That's abnormal, mm-hmm. right? So that's an only. In other words, be grateful to Allah if you worship only Him. Mm-hmm. So notice, gratefulness was not only to Allah, but worship was only to Allah, yeah. right? Just by the order. Why is gratefulness not only to Allah? Because you should be grateful for the people in your life. You should be grateful to a good friend. I should be grateful for my students. My students should be grateful for their teacher. Parents should be grateful for their children. Children should be grateful for their parents. Husbands and wives should be grateful for each other. Siblings should be grateful for each other. We're not just grateful to Allah or for Allah, but we're also grateful to each other. Right?
Yeah.
And that's the Prophet even said, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, whoever's not grateful to people isn't grateful to Allah.
Mm-hmm.
So gratitude is not just for Allah. Mm-hmm. And actually our gratitude and our appreciation of people is an extension of our appreciation of Allah. But worship is only for Allah. So the gratitude part was a normal order, be grateful to Allah. And the worship part was an abnormal order if in fact He, you worship. Because worship is exclusive. Similarly, when it comes to relying, we rely actually only on Allah. It's really cool, huh? We appreciate people, but we cannot fully rely on people. Because people may not have the ability to help us, may not have the will to. By the way, not relying on someone doesn't mean you don't trust them. It means they may not have the ability to fix what you have going on. Your heart is hurting. A person can't heal that, maybe. Only Allah can, right? They may not have the ability. A protector can get sick, right? So people, we cannot rely on creation to see us through in everything. We have to, at the end of the day, we have to have exclusive reliance on Allah Himself, as opposed to appreciation. So what does he say? وَعَلَى اللَّهِ فَلْيَتَوَكَّلِ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. This is متعلق بالفعل المقدم. عَلَى اللَّهِ. Yeah? Believers should place their trust then, but it says, on Allah, believers should then place their trust. That doesn't sound normal. On Allah, believers should then place their trust. The normal order would have been, believers should then place their trust on Allah, or in Allah, mm-hmm. right? That would have been at the end. But because it's in the beginning, it became exclusive. وَعَلَى اللَّهِ تَوَكَّلْنَا رَبَّنَا. On Allah, we have relied, our master. عَلَيْهِ تَوَكَّلْتُ. Upon Him, I have relied. وَإِلَيْهِ أُنِي. See, upon Him, not I've relied upon Him, but upon Him I've relied. See the change in order? وَإِلَيْهِ أُنِيبُ. And to Him alone I shall return. And to Him I shall return. Not I shall return to Him. Or I turn back to Him, rather. This is probably the wrong translation. I turn back to Him. Mm-hmm. But it's in unusual order. To Him alone I turn back. إِلَيْهِ أُنِيبُ. Mm-hmm. One of my favorites. Let me give the easy one and we'll end with my favorite one. إِنَّ إِلَيْنَا إِيَابَهُمْ. You tell me if it's normal or abnormal. To us is their return.
No.
What's the normal English?
Is that normal?
To us is their return.
Their return is to us.
Their return is to us would have been normal, right?
Mm-hmm.
So this is meaning our return is only to Allah, saying it's only to Him. Inna alayna hisabahum. Only on us is their reckoning, their accounting.
Mm-hmm.
No, their accounting is only on us.
Yeah.
In other words, it's moved earlier. Our accounting will only be done by Allah. Ilallahi tasirul umur. The decisions shall be taken back to Allah. That would be normal.
Mm-hmm.
But he says, to Allah, decisions shall be taken back. What does that mean? To Allah alone, decisions shall be taken back. In other words, in many of these cases, the word only didn't have to be said. It's understood by the way a sentence is organized. You know, this is important because a lot of times in English translations of the Quran, this sequence is not taken into consideration. Either way basically means the same thing. So it's translated just like that without the acknowledgement of the onlyness or the specialness of the order. So my favorite example, this is Surah Al-Mulk. Qul, say, Huwa Ar-Rahmanu. He is the most loving, caring. Amanna bihi. We have come to believe in Him. Normal. We have come to believe in Him. Wa alayhi tawakkalna. And on Him we rely. That's not normal.
Mm-hmm.
So we got a normal, we've come to believe in Him.
Mm-hmm.
Because we didn't say, in him we have come to believe. Mm-hmm. We didn't do that. Yeah. So we put that later component later. We've come to believe in him. But when it came to reliance on him, we have relied, which means this became exclusive. Mm-hmm. So believing is not only, mm-hmm. but reliance is only. Well, why not? Because we believe in Allah, and we believe in the angels, and we believe in the prophets, and we believe in Judgment Day, and we believe in Allah's decree. We believe in multiple things. We don't just believe in Allah, but as a result of believing in Allah, we believe in multiple realities, multiple parts of the unseen, right? Revelation itself, we believe in the book. So we don't just believe in Allah. That would be a problem. Let's say, I only believe in Allah. I don't have to believe in a messenger or a book or the angels. I only believe in Allah. That would be a problem. So he says, we believe in him because in a sense, believing in Allah is the starting point, and the extension is all these other beliefs that come with it. And then, but it comes to reliance, it's only and only on Allah. So the sequence is immediately capturing, you know, the realities of our beliefs, right? Amanna bihi wa alayhi tawakkalna. So with this brief kind of tidbit about how sequence is one of the most important components of Quran studies. Actually, this section, I flew right through it. There are some other examples in here. Maybe we'll do them too. But he will move on to a subsection, which is going to be even easier to explain because it's not about parts of a sentence. It's actually about words. Like, how come Allah sometimes says skies and earth? Mm-hmm. And sometimes he says earth and skies. Mm-hmm. Or so why does he say jinns and humans? And other times he says humans and jinns, yeah. Right? So he kind of changes the order of the words he's saying. So he explores that too, which is going to be a fun exploration. Barakallahu li wa lakum. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala.
Assalamu alaikum, guys. Remember, do your best and Allah will do the rest. Pray your last nights of Taraweeh.
Assalamu alaikum.
Don't get lazy now.
Yeah.
All right, I got to run.